Looks like Austin Rapp is going to head over here. We talked to him at halftime. We'll talk to him as he is our Nike player of the game. For Austin Rapp, 18 points on 5 of 10, shooting 5 of 8 from three-point range. All of that in the first half to go with 4 rebounds, 1 assist, and a block. And we'll get him over here. He can throw the headset on real quick. And, well, it was almost like deja vu against Oregon, but you guys found a way here this afternoon to not let it get away from you. How much did the experience at Oregon factor in here this afternoon?
You know, I think, you know, we get to that five-minute mark and we start to panic a little bit. And then just for us today, just to be able to get a win, like, I think that's the most important thing. We're coming on the road in a hostile environment. For us to come out with a victory is the most important thing. But, you know, we missed another free throw at the end there to go up 4. And they came down, and I got the switch onto the guard, and I made a defensive stop, so it was good.
Yeah, you got a good contest. You forced him out away from right up at the line. He was fading away. Got that. You got the offense going there early in the first half. 5 threes there in the first half. What was the key for you to get comfortable feeling it? You got a lot of great screens to set you up with in some catch-and-shoot situations.
Yeah, I think I give a big credit to my teammates and my coaching staff just for making sure I'm getting open. You know, it's getting tougher here and there now just for guys who are obviously scouting me and know I can shoot the ball. So for guys to come out and make sure they're sending screens to me and run plays so I can get open for open shoot, catch-and-shoot threes, and I think I owe it to my teammates to knock a few down, and I did that tonight.
Did that, and then they focused on you in the second half, and that allowed Max McKinnon and Vukašin Mašić, Micah Ballou to start to get a little bit more opportunities there. That first opening 11-2 run, all the things coaches said in the film sessions and a practice and shoot-arounds, you guys executed that. As they started to make adjustments, what were the things then that were starting to allow them a little bit more room?
Well, I think, you know, we gave up 61 points, and I think that's pretty good defensive game for us.
Yeah, you held them to 38%. They were only 33% from three-point range, and guys well below their average. Both the Wainwright and Askew well below their average. It was actually Denson and Lloyd that were the leading scorers with 15.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got really two really talented scoring guards. And I think we kept them to, here we go here. Devin Askew had 3 of 14 and TJ Wainwright was 4 of 10. I think if we came out, if we play defense like that on their main players, I think we're going to be hard to beat. And then offensively, you saw what we did tonight. We just maintained the ball and we came out with a victory.
And so the rebounding, it was excellent there. And then as we got late in the game, all of a sudden that intensity picks up. Everybody's scrambling, making sure you don't get the shooters. And they got some opportunities. What's kind of the next iteration for guys to keep in mind to do those little things that you were doing early in the game when things get tight and intense later on?
Yeah. We have a young group, so we're still learning on the fly a little bit. I think a big thing for us is being able to navigate through defenses, and when coaches tell us to switch it up during the game, we've got to be better at that. And as I said, like, there was 3 freshmen on the court at the end of the game there. If you had said to me at the start of the year that there would be 3 freshmen and we would have came out with a victory in the last 5 minutes, I probably would have laughed at you. But it just shows that our character and how much we're maturing as a group, and it shows that, like, our coaching staff trusts us freshmen to get the job done.
Austin Rapp here, our guest. Our post-game interview brought to you by Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. So now you get that victory. I think you can breathe a little bit now. 2-2, getting ready to go to a tournament in Myrtle Beach where you're going to be playing 3 games in 4 days. What's going to be important for you guys to focus on? We don't go back till tomorrow, so Sunday's going to be limited. Monday, 1 real good practice. We fly all day Tuesday, so not as many practices as you think the calendar would allow. What do you guys really need to focus on here to be ready for this tournament?
I think a big thing for us is, you know, we played Oregon Tuesday, and we just had a game Saturday. So I think for us, we just got to recover, get food into us, hydrate, get good sleep. That's the most important thing we can do at the moment. And then obviously get to practice, see who we're playing on Tuesday or whatever, and let's just prepare for the next one. Let's forget about this one. Yeah, it was a good win. Let's, you know, tonight have fun, blah, 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 blah. And then tomorrow starts business. So let's win some games at Myrtle Beach.
It's funny. You talked about coaches trusting freshmen out there on the floor. How much are you guys starting to trust your coaches in seeing the game plans that they put together? You saw right at the start of the game, 11-2, boom. No, this is what they tell us is what works. And if we do these things, we are going to have success. The trust goes both ways.
That's what I think. I think against UC Santa Barbara, we didn't really have a good buy-in. You know, I think everyone's starting to buy into what the coaches are telling us. And as a coaching staff, I'm sure they're very happy with us. But as players, we should be grateful for the coaching staff we have. They're talented. They know what they're doing. And I think it's always important that we listen to them because they're great basketball minds, you know. So I think it's important we keep listening and keep growing as a group.
It's always easier to take the lessons in the film session after a win. Austin Rapp, outstanding effort tonight. You guys got the W. Thanks for stopping by. Our Nike player of the game. We'll let you go get a shower and a bite to eat. And we'll see you back at the hotel.
Thank you very much. Thank you.